smoke
medical
weed every day.
The following thoughts on Hoppy Hour represent Brian Hoppy and Facet. Listener discretion is advised.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
He's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2, Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
Ah, what's happening? This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. Call the show. Leave me a voicemail. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. All right, I see this here, and this is from the Daily Mail. Andy Cohen reveals he would love to host Wheel of Fortune once 76-year-old Pat Sajak retires. Now, I actually think Andy Cohen would be a really good host of Wheel of Fortune, but the problem is the boomer generation would probably not like him because he's not your conventional boring personality like Pat Sajak. You know what I mean? He's actually kind of outgoing and unique and kind of funny. I'm a big Andy Cohen fan. I'm into trashy things. Have you heard his podcast? So you kind of know that I'm into like that whole celebrity news. I would love the spiciness that Andy Cohen would bring to that boring show. I don't get it. I just have never been like, oh my God, I must watch Wheel of Fortune. Please, I want to watch it. I want to watch people spin a wheel while eating a TV dinner. Never really been my vibe, never really been my thing. Now, maybe the thing that doesn't help is I'm jealous that they're... I'm not saying I'm not smart because I am a brilliant person, but I don't think I'd be able to go on a TV show and do a game show. It's just not really my vibe. So I think there's a part of me that, like, I don't like game shows. Like, I'm not really big on Jeopardy. Like, I liked Alex Trebek later on in life, but oh my God, as a teenager, I thought he was such a douche. I was a very negative person back in the day. Keyword, back in the day. Because now I'm filled with positivity. I'm such a positive person. Andy Cohen revealed that he would love to host Wheel of Fortune once Pat Sajak retires. He was quoted as saying on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, he was quoted as saying, that would be incredible. As we all know, Pat, the longtime host of Wheel of Fortune, announced last month that he planned to retire after the current season wraps up. Man, I hope he doesn't go through like the Don Imus thing and who else retired and then died. You know what I mean? I know Don Imus and Pat Sajak, it's kind of a weird sentence, but Don Imus literally died a year after doing his show, going off the air in 2018. So I really hope that Pat Sajak lives to be 100 million because you don't want to see that guy as bland and as monotonous as Pat Sajak is. I mean, really? You're going to disagree with that? Have you seen any of his talk shows ever make it? And as boring as he is, I don't want to see the guy die because he gave up the Wheel of Fortune. Andy Cohen recognized that he hasn't had a game show yet himself. Dream job, dream job. I would love to. I noticed that the entertainment business doesn't take as many risks as it did back in the day. Like, Seinfeld would not make it nowadays. Not because some of the humor would get them canceled, but Seinfeld's first season or two didn't have good ratings, but NBC believed in it. Or you have SNL and Michael Che and Colin Jost. And there was a recent tweet that Lorne Michaels didn't think they were doing good in 2013 when they first began, but he didn't give up on them. It seems like the NBC network really believes in their talent. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. But as we know, Pat Sajak will always Pat Sajak. There's just no other way to put the talent, you know? It's just very Pat Sajak. Pregnant Lindsay Lohan is expecting a boy with husband Bader Shamaz as actress counts down to birth to first child. Make sure that kid doesn't hang around grandpa, because grandpa's an opportunist and a loser. Pregnant Lindsay Lohan is expecting a baby boy with her husband, Bader Shamaz. Like I said, the Mean Girls star, 36, who wed Shamaz in 2022, is set to welcome her son, Emenly, reports TMZ, with the new arrival of their first child. First of all, I'm a slut, so I can speak on this. But like, when you've hooked up with a decent amount of people, when you finally get settled down or whatever, it's got to be weird being Bader. Like, I know he's probably banged a lot of women or whatever he wants to bang, maybe men. But like, Lindsay went through a lot of people. You know what I mean? It's like being Paris Hilton's husband. It's like, wow, there's been a lot of activity. Lindsay, who has lived in Dubai for the past 8 years, announced in March she would be expecting her first child. I bet they don't even care that it's Lindsay Lohan walking down the block in Dubai. I look at that situation and I go, that's the perfect place for her to live, because she can have a bougie life, good food, be around good people, because it seems like they're cool over there, and not be bothered by the paparazzi. You never hear a word about Lindsay Lohan. You never see anything, because there's not really paparazzi in Dubai. I have no idea if that's true or not, but I'm just guessing. She was quoted as saying, I am the luckiest woman in the world. You found me and knew that I wanted to find happiness and grace all at the same time. She said in the caption with her picture with her husband. Oh, and I see this baby bump right here. Oh my God. She really cleaned up. You know what I mean? And she'll be able to teach a lot to her kids about what to do and what not to do. They will literally be like, I love you, Mom, but I don't want to be like you.
What is married life like?
It's great. He's a great man, and I found my partner. And, you know, you never know if that's going to happen in life.
You're so cute, and, you know, you look so happy.
Thank you. I am. I get really shy still talking about it.
I see that in you. Why? What brings up that?
I don't know. I think it's the excitement. And also, I feel like when you have a partner, you become like protective of the two of you in a different way, you know, which I've come into that recently.
You came into it in the summer.
Well, but you let everybody know in the summer. That made no sense. You kept it a secret.
Yes.
Was it so hard to be like, hello, how are you? I'm Lindsay Lohan. And I'm not married, but I am.
I love that guy, Ross. He was the gay intern on Jay Leno's show. It's been cool to see him blow up.
Hard? It was the hardest was he proposed to me on the set of Falling for Christmas.
Oh.
Not on the set, but offset when we were filming. And I did not tell anyone because I didn't want it to distract from our work and stuff. So
she's like, yeah, I don't want people to know that we're doing it. 856-49-HOPPY. This is a quote from Pornhub. We want porn to be boring. Pornhub owners say governments should stop crackdown on adult websites so it becomes normal and boring, just like legalized cannabis in Canada. Wow, that is a lot. That might be the most sophisticated headline I've ever seen about pornography. It came after they were ordered to verify the ages of people using the site. Yeah, like, I like watching the big productions like Bridget B, Lisa Ann, Asa, Kara, Abigail Mack, Romy Rain. Can you tell I like pornography? Oh, yeah. Are you creeped out that I was able to name five of them? Trust me. You all know them. That dead silence was to make you uncomfortable because I'm the only one that's open about all of this. Even Orlando said that on the interview last week, that literally I say everything on this show. So when I'm on Pornhub, I go for the big productions because there's some videos where when you look at the screen grab, it looks like that person was born 16 years ago. And I go, not my vibe. I love older women. And I'm also not a pedophile, so I'm not into that. Pornhub owners said governments should stop the crackdown on adult websites to help make porn more normal and boring, just as cannabis in Canada has become boring. Solomon Friedman, the founder of Ethical Capital Partners, who bought Pornhub's parent, MindGeek, told AFP that we should be proud of sexual expression and talk about it openly. I'm good with that. He spoke out after website owners in France became locked in talks with regulators on how to make a 2020 age verification law work in practice. The issue rose up the political agenda when President Emmanuel Macron promised to make protecting children from porn a priority. You only began doing it once you got caught. You know what I mean, Jellybean? I didn't see you protecting them until there were complaints. It comes after a number of adult websites were pulled from Utah in May after they were ordered to verify the age of users. Oh, yeah. Makes sense. Utah may be the most backwards place ever. Oh, you can have a bunch of websites. Or, I mean, you can have a bunch of wives, but having a watching porn, we're going to condemn you. Like, I know what they're doing is good and bad, but you know what I'm saying? I feel like Utah parents judge the hell out of their kids for watching pornography. I love, too, those douchebag videos where there's the no-fap guys, and they're like, you need to not jerk off. What if I'm anxious and I just want to feel pleasure? Like, I know it's not good for my brain. I get it. But, like, what if I don't feel like being pent up 24-7 and doing a no-fap, which is not jerking off? I'm good. Not saying I do it every day. I'm just saying I do it twice a day. So, I've always wondered what it's like working in porn. I've heard it's fun at first, like if you're like editing a video, but then it becomes any other job. Here's a quote from Dog the Bounty Hunter. This is the next headline. No, it's not his quote about porn. He says, this day has a new meaning. Dog the Bounty Hunter reveals he recently discovered he has a secret son who was born on the same date as anniversary of his late wife Beth's passing. Yeah, it's that's weird. By the way, I'm not surprised he has a secret son. He doesn't seem like somebody that would pull out or do any sort of protection. And him cheating on his wife? Whoa, what a surprise. Dog the dirtbag hunter who was racist cheated on his wife? Dog the Bounty Hunter marked the fourth anniversary of his wife Beth's death with some surprising news that he recently discovered he has a secret son. He's 70 years old? Damn, he looks like he's good 55. He's just so rugged. The 70-year-old, whose daughter recently lost her home in a fire, introduced his new family member to his fans on Monday. Hey, guys, this is my love child. That was not what he said. For the past 4 years, this day was a terrible reminder of one of the greatest losses of my life. One, like, is there a... When you're saying one of the greatest losses, you're implying that there's been bigger losses. Like, I would think losing your wife, who is very loyal to you while you weren't loyal to her, would be your biggest loss. Oh, but here's what he goes on to say. But God redeemed this day when I discovered my son, John, who I met recently, was born on this day. Don't put God in the same sentence as talking about cheating on your wife and having a love child. But then again, every single person that has power in religion seems to do it. So maybe this idea of having God in the same sentence as having a love child really makes sense. He goes on to say, this now has a day of not just sorrow, but this day has a new meaning. This is my son, John, and his wife, Jody. So now the day has some positivity. The former felon shared a snap of his recently discovered offspring who looks a lot like his younger self. Whoa, you're telling me? Whoa. You're telling me that when you have a son, it might look like you? That's some good journalism from the Daily Mail. You're telling me Dog the Bounty Hunter looks like his son, Cat the Accountant? That was a terrible joke. 856-49-HOPPY. Here is Dog the Bounty Hunter talking about his last moments with his wife, Beth.
Yeah. She said, I got cancer. Big Daddy, I'm dying.
Yeah.
I go, no, you're not. Don't say that. Big Daddy, I'm dying. And I said, how am I going to be able to get you healed when you're admitting that? And you know confession, Big Daddy, I'm dying. And to the very, when I did go in the room, when she was at, no one knows this, at the last, And she was, they bring him out of the coma. You know how they do it? They quit giving him dope.
Yeah.
So they brought her out of the coma. And I said, you're going to go see my mom. You're going to go see your daddy. And Bethy, you're going to see Barbara Katie. She would not look at me. Because all of a sudden she knew that I had given up. And I was her last, you know, hope.
Yeah.
So I learned I should have. I wonder why they go tell people when they're dying, don't worry, you'll make it through Christmas. They know you're not.
They just say that to give you hope.
Yeah, but I should have, you know, there's things that I hold forever in my heart that I should have done.
That what?
Should have done, right?
Yeah, that you should have done. I don't know why that happened. The video just had a pause. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. Here's a quote from Cardi B. This mother effer is spiraling. Cardi B hits back at Offset's claims she cheated on him as rapper sings barbed retort before begging stupid Migos rapper to quit playing. Listen, I'm going to be real right here. I think if you're freaking out that much about cheating, you probably did. And most entertainers cheat. So it doesn't really surprise me that there were cheating claims. But even if she did cheat, he cheated as well. I'm not saying it's a right or wrong thing, but neither of them are innocent. All right. I have the audio right here. I have not watched this video yet because radio legend Tom Bernard says that when he first sees his prep, he doesn't listen to the videos or read the articles because he wants to read it for the first time with his audience. So I have not, and that's one of my influences, Tom Bernard from Minneapolis. So I have not listened to this video yet. So let's see how it is.
Am I on?
That is such a millennial thing. They talk about the millennial pause. It's a term on TikTok because all the Gen Z make fun of us. And pretty much it's talking about you never know if the selfie video's on.
I think I'm on. Hold on. Ooh, let me turn this water off.
Wow. She really thinks everybody wants to see this. Oh, wait, she had a million viewers or whatever. People do want to see it. Get to the point.
I can't see how many people's in here.
It doesn't matter. Get to the point.
All I'm going to say is this.
What? This?
First of all, let me say...
I love her spiciness. She seems like she'd be a lot of fun. But it also seems like the arguments with Cardi B would be wicked.
First of all, let me say, you can't accuse me of all the things. You know that you are guilty.
This is getting spicier by the minute. This is so spicy that it makes the chicken wings at Buffalo Wild Wings look like nothing.
Sing it with me, y'all.
And I see.
That it is easy for you to blame everything on me.
Oh, she actually has a really pretty voice.
Yes, honey. Listen.
But then she talks and the pretty voice goes away. Not saying I don't like her voice, but she sounds like an angel. And then all of a sudden, gets irritating. Just saying. When have you ever listened to Cardi B and you're like, I don't have a migraine? Cardi B always gives me a migraine. Like, I appreciate her and I think WAP is one of the greatest songs ever. And it really freaked out the Liberal Party. But I'm not going to pretend like she doesn't have one of the most irritating voices of all time. But then again, my haters out there are going to say, well, that's just you projecting about your voice. I can't help it. I'm from Chicago.
All I'm going to say is this.
Yeah.
First of all, let me say.
She kind of sounds like the Wizard of Oz. You first got a blowjob from a side chick. And Ned took part in a gangbang while I was at home cleaning the diaper.
Guilty. Sing it with me, y'all. And I see.
And I see the fact that I probably gave you HPV while you had herpes already. Because you're a slutty rapper.
Listen.
We're
don't
listening.
Pay attention to that country man, y'all.
Listen, she's going, listen, and then doesn't say anything. Get to the point.
Don't pay attention to the country man. That Spaces the other day got my spiraling and thinking. Come on now. I'm Cardi B. I think sometimes motherfucker, I'm Cardi B. If I was giving this to anybody, it would be out. I'm not just anybody.
I love the confidence. And I'm being real.
Can't f*** you no regular, degular, schmegler.
Yeah.
Because they going to tell the world. And I can't f*** nobody in the industry because they going to tell too. What was that? Y'all ever heard that Ruby Rose record where she said, got a big ass mouth? So please, boy, stop acting stupid. Stop acting stupid.
Got it.
Going crazy over a f- space. Don't play with me.
I won't play with you.
The f***? Stop playing. That's all I'm say.
Yeah.
Because for real, let's be serious.
What?
Am I on? I don't know if I'm on or not.
Millennial pause.
First of all, let me say.
What?
You can't accuse me of other things. You know that you are guilty.
That would be a good song.
Like, get the out of here. Like,
that song's better than anything Billie Eilish ever made.
You can't be serious.
Why?
Shit got me so hot.
Got it.
My mom would have broke a bottle in his head for even playing with me if he was next to me.
Yeah.
Don't play, mother.
All right.
Got me crazy.
I can't take it. 856-49 Hoppy. Also on Hoppy Hour, this is from the Daily Mail, which if this is your first time listening to the show, just know that the Daily Mail is the best place to get news. There are a lot of things you can say about Dan Bongino. You can say that he's kind of a bigot, that he's kind of a wannabe hard ass, that he's kind of a douche. But when I heard that he defended his wife's honor, I gained a lot of respect for him. Ex-Fox News host Dan Bongino claims it was his wife who was being thrown out of a Palm Beach restaurant and not him, and claims it was because she was waiting in the wrong bathroom line. Let's see what's going on. The pro-Trump podcast host said his wife, Paula, was UFC-style removed from the Susina Palm Beach by an employee after enjoying a night out for his friend's birthday. Politico first reported Bongino was forcibly removed, but he took to his podcast, The Dan Bongino Show, to slam the narrative and said he was, in fact, defending his wife. Bongino said he had picked up the group's tab and left his server a cash tip when he suddenly saw a ruckus erupt out of the corner of his eye. He said a man was bear-hugging a woman and carrying her out. He then realized it was his wife after seeing her bracelet. Bongino said that he thought they were going to slam Paula to the ground outside and shouted, "Get your effing hands off my wife!" She is a looker. The political commentator told his show, "I wasn't thrown out of anywhere. I want to be clear about that." Bongino said that the group of couples who had been having a great night, and even he put a video of it on social media before the outburst of them hanging out, showing himself and his wife smiling and bopping their head to the lively music right before the incident. While it's unclear what led to Paula's removal, being a pretentious, never mind, Bongino claimed his wife was queuing in the wrong line for the bathroom. So, it's rich people being douchebags. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Breaking news. Rich people can be douchebags. I know that's insane to think about, but then again, everybody can be douchebags. Let's see what's going on with the other douchebag, Taylor Swift, defending the douchebag, John Mayer.
I'm 33 years old. I don't care about anything that happened to me when I was 19 except the songs I wrote.
It's been years since Taylor addressed her song, Dear John.
I'm not putting this album out so that you could go and like should feel the need to defend me on the internet against someone you think I might have written a song about 14 million years ago.
And that's someone, John Mayer.
The other day, I was saying that she wasn't taking accountability for her past relationships, but it seems like as Taylor Swift gets older, she seems to be defending her boyfriend a little more. Maybe she's realizing she might have been part of the problem.
During Taylor's Minneapolis tour stop, Taylor addressed the crowd, reminding them to practice kindness during her intro to her surprise song, Dear John.
She should write a song where she said, it may have been me that was the problem.
I'm saying that because, only because I am proud of it as a song, I am going to play Dear John.
A song she hasn't performed in over a decade. Of course, Dear John will be on Taylor's upcoming album drop, Speak Now.
Yeah, so she really hasn't changed that much.
Taylor's version.
I can't play the song because of copyright, and she seems like she would really be about the copyright.
The fan favorite hit is rumored to be about a relationship with John Mayer.
Who else would it be about?
The two were briefly linked in 2009.
Yeah.
Back in 2009, the two collaborated on a song together, Half of My Heart, where they performed at the Z100 Jingle Ball concert.
I gotta skip over this because of copyright. Let's go back.
A year later, Taylor released Dear John. And in 2012, John told Rolling Stone he was humiliated by Taylor's song. But
it is weird, like, when you have ex-girlfriends speak to the public, it's a little humiliating. You're like, why? We broke up! What else do you want from me? Besides clout and attention! I'm just saying.
Later, John seemingly hit back with a song of his own that many think is in response to Taylor.
It was. I love when they won't say for sure because we never got clarification if it was about them. They're like, we think it was about Taylor. No, it was about the, I got nothing. You're like 22. All right, I can't play any more of the music. Copyright will slap me across the face. And that's the song I was listening to earlier. I feel like right now the show is going off the rails. I've been off the rails since I was born. So let's take a quick break and we'll be right back on Hoppy Hour. Hang on.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Here is Lucas Brown with No Choice. So proud of this dude. He's out there killing it. Let me see if I can hit the post. Like MJ's morning show on Q105 right now.
I got no choice.
I did it.
Come up, we make no noise. I'm riding in the foreign, it's a Rolls Royce. I go and slap the hate up out of your voice. Yeah, I got no choice. I had to be successful for my homeboys. We pull up on your squad, we got more boys. We got them diamond dancing, I got more toys. I'ma be the greatest this city's ever seen. Mark it in your calendars, I'm coming for your team. As a fact, oh. No, that's a fact, yeah. That's a fact, bro, there ain't no cap, no. You talk to me with hate, then you just might get slapped. Oh, you tryna front now, you getting shut down. I don't do field goals, oh, I just go for touchdowns, yeah. They all wanna be like me. You missing from the box, and I'm scoring from the three, yeah. And I come with no degree. Messing with your girl, and she liking what she see, oh. This is games, y'all. When you walk into your city, you bring shame to all. When I walk into my city, it's my name to call. Putting in the work must be insane, y'all. I got no choice. We stealthy with the come up, we make no noise. I'm riding in the foreign, it's a Rolls Royce. I go and slap the hate up out of your voice, yeah. Oh, I got no choice. I had to be successful for my homeboys. We pull up on your squad, we got more boys.
Yeah, I got more toys, yeah. And they bigger now. Woo. I got more toys, and they asking how. Huh? I'm headed straight to the top, throw me alive, this is a bop. Oh. If it looks good, I cop, get my shoes and socks. I'm on a boat, you on a dock, you on floor, I am a mop. Hop on my drop top, give me the ox, I'm about to pop off. Y'all already know, I'm about to pop off. I cannot stop, no, I just keep going and going and going. I cannot stop, woo. Yeah. Yo, I pull up with a gang, and I must have bang. I might cop a range, if I want it, I'ma get it. I got it, forget it, yeah. Yeah.
Successful, there ain't any other way. I never give the code to the site. It's destiny, I ain't gotta say. It's no, I'ma get it anyway. I got no choice. We stealthy with the come up, we make no noise. I'm riding in the foreign, it's a Rolls Royce. I go and slap the hate up out of you.
time to trip out a little bit. Because this following segment has been brought to you by the best kava and kratom around. When I tell you that Mitra 9 is the best around, I'm a man of my words. Here's how it goes. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you go to tinyurl.com/hoppymitra, you can be hooked up with the best kava and kratom. You'll be able to save 20%. That's 1/5. I can do basic math. Of the price. At checkout, it's not H-O-P-P-Y, it's H-O-P-P-E. This has also been brought to you by the best honey around. DZBZHoney.com, which is the best Delta 8 and CBD honey. It tastes good, and it gives you a good high. So here's how it goes. You have the best kava and kratom with Mitra 9, and you have the best Delta 8 and CBD honey. Then you listen to some Romeo. Finally, this other segment has been brought to you by the best psychologists around. If you go to counselingoncall.net, you can get your mental health in order. I've been doing it for the last 2 years, and I feel like a new man. My guy's name is Jay, and we've been talking for 2 years, and he's really helped me. If you go to counselingoncall.net, and you tell them that you heard about it on Hoppy Hour, they are going to hook you up with a great deal.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour. Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at...
Ladies and gentlemen.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. All right, let's get back into it.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic.
John Hamm is a married man. TMZ reports that the actor and Anna Osceola tied the knot in a June 24th ceremony.
And every single Gen X middle-aged woman having a midlife crisis, their heart just got broken finding out that they can no longer bang John Hamm.
The pair exchanged vows.
Well, they could if he cheats, but besides that, he's off the market, ladies.
Actor and Anna Osceola tied the knot in a June 24th ceremony. The pair exchanged vows in front of family and friends at Anderson Canyon in Big Sur, California, which happens to be where the series finale of John's show Mad Men was filmed.
Yeah.
The pair reportedly met on the set of the drama in 2015 when Anna had a small role in the show's final episode, playing Clementine, a flower child receptionist at the coastal retreat where John's character, Don Draper, stays.
They're showing a few of the scenes of when they were acting together, and you can totally tell they were banging, like the vibe there. It's very sensual.
According to TMZ, the couple's wedding was star-studded. Guests included Mad Men alum John Slattery, as well as Paul Rudd, Tina Fey, and Billy Crudup.
I wonder how many people were kissing Paul Rudd's ass. Like, I'm not a hater of Paul Rudd, but people love Paul Rudd.
Romance rumors between John and Anna took off in 2020 when they were seen out together multiple times.
That's what happens. You go out with your girlfriend and people start to notice.
They made their red carpet debut at Vanity Fair's Oscars party in March 2022 before attending the Top Gun Maverick premiere and the ESPY Awards months later.
The ESPY Awards is kind of cool. Like, it's a little past its prime and kind of woke. But man, early 2010s when they made fun of LeBron, it was hilarious.
And last year, John got candid about their relationship during an appearance on the Howard Stern Show.
That's what happens when you go on Howard's show. You usually get pretty candid.
This is another place in my life that I feel very settled and comfortable in. I'm in a relationship right now, and it's
good.
Sorry, Robin.
Yeah, thank you.
You can have her.
I And it's comfortable. It's a feeling of taking care of someone else and being taken care of. It sounds hokey and whatever, but it's real. And it's for want of a better word, it's what I'm working for, right? It's what I
right.
What else is there other than that? You know,
this is new. This is special. This is big. And I see wedding bells, and I will. I know what you're thinking. You want me to come to the wedding?
You hear wedding bells more than see them, but yeah.
Oh man! Like, I love when people are like, "Howard's past his prime." He's not past his prime, but he is so different than he was back in the day. 856-49 Hoppy. But then the Howard from back in the day, I don't think would even survive 1 second of cancel culture.
We begin with a severe weather outbreak. Several tornadoes touching down in Indiana as the threat moves to the East Coast this morning. Elwin Lopez is in Greenwood, Indiana for us this morning. Good morning, Elwin.
Now, I've never actually seen a tornado, but there's been tornado watches and warnings when I lived in Arlington Heights, which is a suburb of Chicago, and the color of the sky is really creepy.
Yeah, Michael, good morning. That line of severe storms wreaking havoc. Just take a look at what it's done here, snapping trees in half, pulling this one out.
Very messy yard.
This just part of what's played out across the region.
Overnight, a deadly trail of destruction left behind in Indiana after multiple twisters touched down in the state. A powerful tornado in Lost River Township decimating this home, killing the man who was inside. His wife, who was in there with him, airlifted to the hospital with serious injuries.
Man, when you get airlifted, that's when you know things are really bad.
Now, without her husband or her home. Here, you can see what was once the kitchen. A chair, a door, all demolished.
And I love when people are like, well, why do you live in Tornado Alley? Like, if you live in Florida, why do you live near hurricanes? Or if you live in the West Coast, why do you live near earthquakes? Like, I love that mindset of, like, you just pick and choose where you're born and raised. You know what I mean?
Less than 100 miles away, another tornado tearing through the city of Greenwood. Watch as it intensifies within seconds.
It is bizarre what this planet can create. You know what I mean? Like, it seems like such a big deal, which it is a big deal. But like, you think about how small this planet is compared to the universe. And in the middle of this dark nothing known as space, on this little rock, this is going on. If you really think about science, it'll trip out your brain.
Ripping roofs off buildings. Those powerful winds sending pieces of what's left flying in the air. Multiple videos capturing the twister ripping apart this housing development.
Yeah. Holy f-.
You can see close up how violently it shreds through the group of homes.
Stay over that way.
Debris raining down on parts of the city. Now at least 75 homes in the county are moderately to severely damaged.
Altogether, we're probably looking at roughly 3 miles damaged.
Indiana, not the only state to get hit. Severe storms are knocking out power to nearly 500,000 customers in the south and claiming another victim in Atlanta, Georgia, when a tree fell on a father who was taking a walk.
Man, it is just horrible to think about. Like, I make a lot of jokes on this show, but this type of thing, heartbreaking.
And now those dangerous storms are heading east.
And the tornado alarm is quite possibly the weirdest sound ever. In fifth grade, which is 18 going on 19 years ago, yikes, I feel old. Like, my time in fifth grade is the age of someone that just graduated high school. Mind blowing. But one time it was really dark out and the tornado alarms were going off. And it's the weirdest feeling ever, man. It's trippy, brah. Especially when you're in fifth grade. Like, you're sort of rooting for things to go wrong in a weird way. Now I don't. But when you're a weird little 15-year-old, well, you wouldn't be 15 in fifth grade. When you're a weird fifth grader like I was, you're like, oh my God, that would make math class bearable. Because I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of the gallery, I was not the best at math because of my ADHD. All right, enough of that sound. 856-49 Hoppy. That sound was giving me a panic attack. So, because everything gives me a panic attack. So I think we need to have some good vibes here. Balia, who I work in promotions with at Beasley Media Group, is one of the nicest, funniest, most real people I've ever met. And she also makes great music. And she goes by Balaciaga. When I tell you that Balaciaga is the best around, I'm a man of my word. Let's listen to the Hoppy premiere of her music right now.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Here is Like It. I'm so ready for this.
Come on over, I will not be sober. Put you on the sofa. I'm not trying to know ya. Told you once before that you could get your soul snatched. I could throw it way back. Oh, I know you like it. I know you like it. Oh, 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 I treat you like a hoe. I know. Like a hoe. Tell me what's your fantasy. Tell me what you want for me. Tell me what it's gonna be. You and me in the sheets. Tell me what you're gonna do. Gonna put this ass on you. And baby, if it's cool with you, I want you to act the fool. Baby, don't you know that I just want you so bad. Tell me that you're feeling the same as me. Cause you know come on over, I will not be sober. Put you on the sofa. I'm not trying to know ya. Told you once before that you could get your soul snatched. I could throw it way back. Oh, I know you like it. I know you like it. Oh, 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 I treat you like a hoe. I know. Tell me when you're outside. I'ma take you for a ride. Fuck with me, I'll get you right. Make it last all night. It's whatever you wanna do. I'ma leave it up to you. And I'ma have you feeling new. Whenever we get through, what you doing later? Stop being a player. Come on and lay up with me. Cause you know. I just want you one time of me. You should come on over. I will not be sober. Get you on the sofa. I'm not trying to know ya. Told you once before that you could get your soul snatched. I could throw it way back. I know you like it. I know you.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. This following segment has been brought to you by the best printing company in all of the Bay Area. I don't know if you notice this trend, but I only surround myself with the best. So when I'm telling you that WestchasePrinting.com is the best around, business cards, yard signs, whatever the hell you need printed on the invoice, when you tell at DJ Tone Tampa, one of the best DJs around, when you tell him that you heard about it on Hoppy Hour on the invoice, he's going to hook you up. This has also been brought to you by Rich Keeley, the best barber in all of the Bay Area. I got my hair cut today and I feel handsome. RichKBarber.com. You got to sign up ahead of time. You can't just show up. Hey, can I get a haircut? No, you got to go to RichKBarber.com, sign up ahead of time. And if you have to join the waiting list, trust me, the 2 days you wait, is going to be worth it. You can go to some place with beautiful women and get a haircut, or you can go to the best, being Rich K. Barber. Oh, man, we have so much to get into. This is Romeo. Actually, this isn't Romeo. I'm sorry. I'm doing the show at 9:30 at night. Getting a little sleepy. This music is from Froggy from the MJ Morning Show on Q105. We're going to come back and talk more about celebrities.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Listen to Hoppy Hour at any time, anywhere. Search Hoppy Radio on all major streaming platforms.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah. Let's get right into it. Time is short, but I am not.
The BET Awards were glaringly different this year with no host due to the ongoing WGA writer strike, with writers of TV shows from LA to New York picketing for fair wages.
It feels like the 2000s is repeating again. What I mean is you had the economy crash in 2008-09 and the other writer's strike was in 07. Seems like everything's repeating itself.
This, of course, also affects award shows. Instead, DJ Kid Capri provided the transitions and cues for performing artists while MC Lyte was the announcer. Highlights of the night include Coco Jones winning Best New Artist, Teyana Taylor's mom FaceTiming her.
All right, I am glad everybody won, but yeah, we heard that things weren't the best without a host. Which, by the way, I don't care what award show it is, I'm so over award shows. It's just not my thing. You know what is my thing? Making fun of this dirty, rotten imbecile. Meghan Markle, a top agent, says that they are going to brutally mock Meghan Markle because she has no talent, which the CEO of United Talent Agency labeled Meghan as not a great talent following the collapse of the Success's Spotify deal. I'm glad I said that incorrectly. It also says here, it was confirmed the couple's expensive deal has been canned last week, ending by mutual agreement, which we know. And I feel like that's really going to hurt them, you know, getting that to not go through and for them to fail. However, comments from Spotify's head of podcast innovation and monetization, Bill Simmons, said that they are effing grifters, which we already know. Losers.
Next up, Steph Curry. We've got a pop star exclusive sneak peek at a new documentary exploring the coming of age story of one of the most iconic players in NBA history. Take a look.
All right, Steph, ready?
He is my inspiration because everybody said in 2009 that he was nothing more than a person that shoots three-pointers, and look at him now.
The undersized, scrawny kid that was trying to make it.
Do not rely on him to run your team.
How would I respond? Let the work begin.
When you are an underdog, you have to take what is yours.
Davidson Powers to the Sweet 16.
That feeling of being underrated always be part of the drive that keeps me going.
Stephen Curry.
That looks so good.
Wow.
Yes. We all can relate to that sure. idea of yes. being the underdog.
Yeah.
I definitely agree with Carson Daly being an underdog. Also, I love how they're like, wow, that looks great. Like, I want one of the reporters to be like, it looks pretty average.
Yeah. And if you watch Steph, and I wasn't even a passionate college basketball fan, but I do remember him at Davidson.
Oh, yeah.
And he looked like a kid in a dad's jersey.
Thanks for reminding us. 856 49 Hoppy.
Kim Kardashian is holding it together when it comes to her relationship with ex-husband Kanye West. The 42-year-old businesswoman is on the cover of this month's Vogue Italia. And inside the magazine, she's opening up about how she shows emotion in front of her kids, especially when it pertains to her ex. Quote, "If it's something concerning my kid's dad and I'm upset, I try not to show as much emotion. I have to be ready to explain why I'm upset." And
that must not be that hard for her because she never really shows emotion. Let's be honest here.
It might not be appropriate for them to know. The Skims founder shares her four children with the rapper, 10-year-old daughter North, 7-year-old son Saint, 5-year-old daughter Chicago, and 4-year-old son Psalm.
Too bad she didn't have a fifth kid named Milwaukee.
Although she tries to keep her cool when it comes to talking about Ye, the reality star admits she tries to be honest about her emotions in other situations.
Yeah, you know, it's got to be hard not to talk smack. He seems like an infuriating person.
Quote, there's nothing worse than you'll understand when you're older. I don't want to be that person. If I'm upset about other things that they can understand, I absolutely will show emotion and cry. On Christmas morning, I cried when my mom gave me a dollhouse. My kids didn't understand why, and I explained I had that at my dad's house as a little girl.
Man, I feel like she'd be better off if her dad was around. I feel like she really loved him. He seemed like a good dude. I never met him, but I'm just saying.
Kim filed for divorce from Kanye in February 2021. Following
2 years ago, man, time flies.
During the split, the rapper publicly called out the reality star on social media several times, criticizing her romantic relationships and family. While chatting with Vogue Italia, she touched on how she handled the divorce and why she would sometimes stay quiet when he would publicly criticize her.
Because whenever you have somebody, if it's an ex or an ex-employer, when they talk smack, it's like a boxing match and they're coming out strong and they're trying to ruin your reputation. And if you just defend yourself, like let's say a Floyd Mayweather, and you dance around and you ignore the punches, they run out of energy at some point. But when you respond to a hater, you are giving them attention and the validation they need because they are empty inside with a void.
Quote, I think at some point you just have to surrender to not getting the last word and not having your truth out there.
I feel that.
I also saw a really good example for my parents, and that was helpful. It makes me want to be an example for my kids, too.
What does that mean? Are you going to have your kids make a sex tape? Like, what was the example?
I think sometimes people can be really reactive, and it won't help the situation. It won't make it go away quicker. But through all the back and forth, Kim and Kanye will always be family. And she explained to Access Hollywood's Kid Hoover back in April 2022 how there will always be love between.
All right. I'm glad there's love between them. That's not true at all. I feel like there's love between Kanye. I don't think he's over her at all, but let's be honest here. I don't really see her being like, oh, I love Kanye. I think that's just a way to be politically correct.
2 months after Fox News fired Tucker Carlson, we know who's replacing him. It was announced
another white douchebag
today that Jesse Waters, a rising star at the network, will take over that key primetime slot.
It is weird how many people like Tucker Carlson. You can like what you want and you can believe what you want, but he's such a smarmy, small dick imbecile that I cannot believe he is such a huge fan base. That voice. Oh my God, I want to punch him in the face. And I'm not a violent person. I don't fight people, but I want to smack him. Oh, he's infuriating.
Fox News Network just tapped its host, Jesse Waters, to take over Tucker Carlson's show.
Yeah. Welcome to Tucker Carlson.
The announcement.
Welcome to Tucker Carlson.
Comes 2 months after Carlson was axed by the network.
Are you ready, America?
44-year-old Waters' rise in popularity goes back to his early days working as a production assistant on Bill O'Reilly's show when he was just 24.
Man, he must have saw a lot. Like, a lot of times when you work in the media and you work amongst the big shows, you see debauchery, you see infidelity, you see sketchy things that go on. I can only imagine that when you work with Bill O'Reilly, you have to, like, suppress things that you see.
It was all in good fun.
Vanity Fair contributing editor Brian Stelter says he's not surprised by the network's pick.
Fox is going the safe route. They are picking the safest person they can, Jesse Waters.
Why? Are they afraid of cancel culture? Since when does Fox News want to play it safe? Your network has always been popular when you have Glenn Beck, when you have Bill O'Reilly, when you have Sean Hannity, when you have Tucker Carlson. Why are you playing it safe now? That is going to make the ratings go down. This is going to be like when Piers Morgan took over Larry King.
To try to replace Tucker Carlson at 8 p.m., but there really is no replacing Tucker.
Hey, it's.
But playing it safe is going to be worse. You want to go with someone that's a little bombastic and that lies a lot, because that's what Tucker does.
Hey, it's Tucker Carlson.
Meanwhile, Carlson's war against Fox continues on his new Twitter show.
That's when you know that he really has nothing, when he has to have a war with his old network. Like, talk about the news or whatever. Like, there's nothing more pathetic than when somebody gets let go from a radio show or a TV show and they keep talking about people from the past. Like, for example, when I got let go from Rover's Morning Glory, I'll be honest, in the mid-2010s, I would talk smack on Twitter, but I wish them nothing but the best. And you really haven't heard me say a word about Mike Calta. You know what I'm saying? Like, I move on. But when you have Tucker Carlson talking bad about the network, that's because he has no content.
Good people.
You know, it's not an official Inside Edition news headline without. That's when you know it's real. Here's some local news from ABC Action News here in Tampa Bay. Not really anything we should be proud of, but there's a lot of flaws here. There's a lot of good things about Tampa. There's a lot of bad things.
Extortion crimes continue to rise across the Bay Area. New this morning, St. Pete detectives are telling us it's one of their top priorities to catch these suspects.
If you're not familiar, sextortion is when a suspect convinces a person to send inappropriate photos and then threatens to release the photos unless the victim sends money.
Oh, man, it sounds like something that would happen in Florida. There is a lot of sex trafficking. It's sad.
It's a crime that targets both children and adults, and it's happening a lot in the Bay Area. Let's get right out to ABC Action News reporter Keely McCormick. And Keely, you've been digging into this issue. What are detectives telling you about what's happening?
The detectives tell me it's a really serious crime that's on the rise both in the Bay Area and across the country. With that in mind, I reached out to a local victim who shares how severe the emotional impacts are on these victims.
If I didn't give him money or if I shorted him, you know, that's when it was, I'm sending these to your parents. I'm sending these to your kids. What do you think they're going to say? What do you think they're going to do? He did end up sending one picture to my father, which was traumatizing to say.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
At the least.
Tori Walters is one of many victims of sextortion. She tells me that trauma becomes a part of you, and the emotional impact of sextortion weighs on you for years.
My coworkers are going to find out. My friends are going to find out. I'm going to lose everyone. And then that spirals to, well, if I have no one, should I just not be here anymore? Should I just end my life? So it's life or death with stuff like that.
But that's why she's sharing her story in hopes of raising awareness and letting other victims know they're not alone.
I'm not saying it's easy to overcome, because it's not. It's one of the hardest things I've ever dealt with.
Walter's advice is call the police immediately if you realize you may be a victim of sextortion.
856-4900. Let's get through these headlines real quick. And if you're a scumbag out there that's doing that, unfortunately, I don't believe in the afterlife, but it is. If there is an afterlife, you're going to hell.
Rihanna has stepped down as the CEO of Savage X Fenty. According to Vogue Business, the celeb, who co-owns the lingerie line with French luxury investment company LVMH, has decided to hand over the reins to a new chief executive officer.
Okay.
Rihanna has held the position since founding the brand in 2018.
Today in news that doesn't really affect our lives, that happened. All right, we're going to come back, talk about a few more things and wrap up everything. But I want to play from the promotions department because there's so many talented artists here. Lucas Brown, Romeo, Blasiga. And then you have Calm Before the Storm. When I tell you that Carlton's killing it, he is.
Happy Hour.
False alarms, not as bad as it seems. False alarms, not as bad as it seems. False alarms, not as bad as it seems. Yo, false alarm. I'm thinking to myself, like, look what you made me do. Send her to a roller coaster, ride around with loose screws. Filtering the batteries, cause the world can't see this. Dysfunctional genius, ain't a barricade between us. Keep a smile away, don't try to front your face now. Could've kept your mouth, was kind to put you in your place now. Face down, walk of shame, pointing fingers, shift the blame. It's insane, Jedi mind tricks to puppeteer the brain. Normal to the outside, panic beneath the surface. Assist on situation, master seeming perfect. Tension making you nervous, move with stealth like Secret Service. I hate speech written in curses, anger mixed with a purpose. False alarms, not as bad as it seems. False alarms, not as bad as it seems. False alarms, not as bad as it seems. Yo, false alarms.
following segments and brought to you by the best trainers in the Bay Area. First of all, Devin Prasad at FitsageFitness.net. He's got his own app and he's got workout plans. FitsageFitness.net. This has also been brought to you by the best MMA trainer in all of this universe, Amir Academy of Martial Arts. Self-defense classes, kids classes, MMA classes, whatever the hell you need, go to Amir Academy of Martial Arts for all the info. That AmirAcademy.com. Oh my God, we have so much to get into and such little time. So let's do it.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah, let's do it!
No! Happy Hot Topic!
Noah Cyrus is going to be a bride.
Hell yeah, she seems like somebody that really benefits from being in a relationship.
The singer took to Instagram on Monday to announce her engagement to her boyfriend, Pincus.
Yeah.
Quote, "The greatest moment of my entire life was saying yes to spending the rest of ours together."
Hell yeah, good for them.
The 23-year-old wrote alongside a series of photos of the couple.
First of all, she looks a little older than 23, I'm just being honest. And second of all, unfortunately, that's a little young to get married.
Including a shot of her new sparkler, adding, quote, "This past month of being your fiancé and being in our own little world of just us two has been so perfect, and I wish I could never leave this time.
Yeah.
I never thought I would ever meet a man like you or someone so selfless and filled with so much love to give."
Hell yeah, good for her. Speaking of another couple that seems to love each other.
"I fixed my girlfriend's door once, really early on in our relationship."
Yeah.
Tom Holland is quite the handyman.
He doesn't seem like he would be, but that's actually good. He's a real man. He's Spider-Man, and he's a real man.
And his skills have scored him points in his relationship with Zendaya.
Mm.
In a new interview with Unilad,
scored him a blowjob.
The Crowded Room star gushed over his love of carpentry and explained how he's channeled that passion into helping his loved ones.
"I made my mum's kitchen table. I made my mum's office. I built..."
That is awesome.
"All the cupboards in my bedroom. I built a little birdhouse with my granddad."
That's cool. I'm glad he builds things. 856-49-HOPPY.
She's accused of poisoning her husband to death, then writing a children's book about grief that she even dedicated to him.
Bitch.
"When he was 39, it completely took us all by shock."
Now Corey Richens is suing to get his millions, and that is outraging his family.
Yeah, she's a sociopathic imbecile who is, you know, a wannabe artist, a wannabe author. No one's heard of her, and she may burn in hell, even though hell's not real.
"Stood to gain much more from his death than from a divorce, and I'm talking about in the nature of millions of dollars."
Mm. Eric Richens' estate is valued at $4 million, including his masonry business and the family home.
Yeah.
The couple has three young sons.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad they got married and had kids. They're totally not traumatized for life, you sociopathic loser.
Prosecutors say Corey poisoned Eric's Moscow Mule with a lethal amount of fentanyl.
Oh, and then she's in court crying. "Your tears are as fake as your face and your personality, you dirtbag."
His family believes it was not the first time she tried to kill him.
Yeah.
"He believed that she had attempted to poison him on at least one and probably two prior occasions. This third time, when she obtained really a substantial amount of fentanyl, what would have been, I think the doctors have said, five times the lethal limit."
The family spokesman, Greg Skordis, says it was about just one thing, money.
Yeah, there's a lesson here, gentlemen out there. If you feel like the person you're dating is only for you, for the money, dump them. Because it's not real love. They're clout-chasing losers because they can't have anything without the man. And I'm not being sexist. This could go with any relationship, I guess. But if you are a gold-digging loser and you need the man, you're zilch.
Happy hour. Happy hour.